Good afternoon. So the main point for this project is to say how do phosphorus and iron concentration affect cyanobacteria growth and nitrogen fixation. So the good, like why we are caring about the cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria, it's the one of the microorganism or the few microorganism can confer the the atmospheric nitrogen into the inorganic, like such as like the nitrate or the ammonia, which help the plant for growth. So in this project we did two experiments. The third experiment is we did growing the cyanobacteria in media have like different concentration for the phosphorus, which you see is like the 5% for the phosphorus and 25 and 50% and 100%. What we see now is like the 50% and the 100% for the phosphorus is they have the good growth for the cyanobacteria. So why we do like the second experiment is to compare like the two kind of nutrition is like the iron and the phosphorus, which we choose like the 50% and the 5% for the phosphorus, and the like the treatment for this it have like 1% for the iron with 5% phosphorus and 10% for the iron and 100% for the iron. In this case, we measure the cyanobacteria by using like the pH. So what we see now is like the highest pH is for the concentration, like the 10% for the iron with the 50% for the phosphorus. The second measurement which we do in the experiment too is having like how like to measure the cyanobacteria by using the optical density. So in this one, like what you see is like the low iron, 50% for the phosphorus and the 10% for the iron have like the high growth for the bacteria. And we did like the total nitrogen for this bacteria. So we see is the low iron and the 50% for the 50% for the phosphorus with the low iron, like the 10% having like the good growth. As a result for this experiment, you can see like when the first in the second experiment, the cyanobacteria show the best growth in the 50% phosphorus and the low iron. And the total nitrogen, it have like the high growth with the low iron concentration. The observed for this study, or which we want to do like in the second step or the future, like the future like research for this, to determine if the low iron or like whether the low iron or the high iron concentration is affect the cyanobacteria. Thank you so much.